Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Here we go.
I'm gonna let it shine on this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
It's Christine. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Channel Panel. And you're used to me and Catherine and Meg. And although Catherine is here running the boards, what you're going to get today is me and Saint Germain. Yes. And Archangel Michael. Yes, we did not post that Saint Germain would be here. But he is. And Meg is right now with us in heart and spirit. I can feel her as strongly as if she was sitting here in my lap. Her love is so present. Her attention is with us. And although you heard Catherine's dear voice there right at the beginning, the Company of Heaven has just asked this morning that Catherine go into seclusion for prayer and healing, inner healing, deep inner healing. So,
unmuted.
As you well know, we do what the Company of Heaven asks when they ask. So it's back up to the Canadian cabin for Catherine, where she will be doing the deepest deep diving yet of her life. All the moments and breakthroughs have led to this moment that she now will be pursuing. Because remember, whatever we liberate inside, whatever light we reclaim inside, that is how we are reclaiming light for the planet. And it is the same for each and every one of us. Truly. So the most effective, noble, true, loving service we do is to face within each and every morsel of where we decided something, or we decided to believe something, or we acted out something, or we decided not to do something, or we failed to offer something, whatever the case may be. That's the old story. That's what got us here. And now, this moment of our redemption is all about the reclamation of the light of God, which is who we are. So we're all doing the very same work together. And that's really all there is to it. And it's choosing love. And sometimes it's been such a bumpy and long road, we don't even really know anymore what choosing love actually fully means, do we? So, we take the leap of faith because we are beings of love. And we keep going until even knowing what it means to choose love is restored within us. We're all together in this, brothers and sisters. Sweet, sweet, dear family, light workers, star seeds, humanity, each and every one. So, so many of you quietly performing your tasks of light in a seemingly isolated situation where even though you're amongst people, what you're truly doing, you are standing for the light in what seems alone at this minute. But we're here to remind you, you are never alone. It's impossible to be alone. We have you and you have us. I have you, and you have me. We always have the company of heaven. Our loving, large teams who are with us every breath, every moment, shining their love, helping to guide us to make the decision for the highest good of all, to fulfill our missions, and to ascend. So, Saint Germain is here. Oh, yes, and he is going to give you the message that he sent out. Is it yesterday? Every day, it's one big long day to me, guys. I'm sure many of you are feeling that way. Sleep is a rare commodity. Just lots of work through the night. But Saint Germain came and brought us all this message. I believe yesterday or day before yesterday, it went out in a newsletter. Anyway, good thing there's masters here to keep us straight. And with that, I will take a breath, connect to our sweet and dear Earth who is reaching up to meet us. When I say reaching up, it's because I literally connect with the Earth, the actual physical Earth, and then all the way to her soul. And she does the same with me. And now I welcome Mother and Father, and I ask so truly for their guidance of every word of this show and every word of my life. Be their words, be their love, be their energies, be their pure self, pouring through the expression that is me. And I join my family across this earth, now listening on the show live, and now listening live on the show from the archives. There's really no difference. Wink, wink. As we head to the higher dimensions, that one will make more and more sense. All right. And with that, I welcome our very beloved Saint Germain. Hello, everyone. Yes, it is I, Saint Germain. And yes, we are busy on all fronts. We are as expanded as you are, reaching as far past what's comfortable and known into the bright creation of the unknown, so that we may all together create the healing of Earth. Yes, we have asked Catherine to go into seclusion. Many of you are familiar with requests like this. When it's time to do a particular kind of deep inner diving or fulfillment of part of your Earth assignment or obligations, which isn't that a silly word? It doesn't have to be. Part of what we've been showing you is the reclamation, the redemption of your words. An obligation is a sacred thing, a noble thing, a true thing. I'll leave it to you to investigate how that might have gotten twisted around. We've given you lots of examples like that before. So let's send Catherine with our prayers and our faith and our knowing. in the soul that she is. Let's send her with our love, our tenderness, our understanding, as she has so inexhaustibly and compassionately offered all of that to us. We stand with you, Catherine, and we stand for you. And in this moment, it is I, Saint Germain, and Christine, there on the surface, blending our energies and our voices to say this to you. Across all dimensions, we stand with you, Catherine. We stand for you, as you stand for us. Now I will bring the transmission of energies that Christine was kind to scribe for me. You will notice similarities in the messages and energies coming through so many. Messages from us are informative, uplifting, never fearful, never challenging in a way that causes fear, diminishment, pain. Our words may challenge you to grow, to let go of something that no longer serves, but it will be always wrapped in love and leave you with a knowing and a chuckle even, and peace. So I bring you my message in my words and now with my transmission for all of you that have requested it. I heard you, and here it is. Well, hello, one and all. I am Saint Germain. I am warmed by your steadfast faith in holding the light for the release of the freedom and prosperity programs, beginning with the topple of the domino, that is the liberation of the 800 numbers. Every time you choose to remain positive, confident, patient, expectant, and loyal to our shared project, you are both progressing in your own ascension and bringing our unified venture to fruition. Every time you see something in your thoughts and behaviors that does not match the true and loving you, and you choose to see, heal, and release it, you are progressing in your ascension and directly assisting in the release of the RV, GCR, Nasara, Gasara. Some of you are still a bit surprised when we come through our many devoted messengers to speak of matters of finance, corruption, government. Yet, many more of you have relaxed your ideas of who you thought we were, and are now getting to know us directly. This brings us such joy. For those of you still getting used to our involvement and participation, I say, so that you may know, we have only one agenda, the highest good of all, in the name of God. Yes, our goal, our methods, and our purpose is love. Alongside you, we are currently giving our all to reestablish light upon earth. In the midst of all things, choose love. That is your mandate. That is your purpose. That is your mastery. Your dark overlord programmers corrupted and convoluted the meaning of mastery in order to keep you applying your efforts and life force in the direction that sustained their tyrannical agenda. For instance, their dark programming has many folks believing that spiritual mastery means that difficulties and challenges cease to occur in your life. This evil propaganda was taken so far as to insinuate that all your struggles and trials are somehow your fault. Yes, what you experience is allowed by you. In your life plan, you desired to experience and to transcend certain lessons in order to personally grow and to serve God through serving others. However, the real meaning and pursuit of mastery is the desire to choose God, to choose love in the midst of all circumstances, events, relationships, feelings, thoughts, and occurrences, on and on. In this way, you transmute and transform all life into an expression of prosperity and love. In one way or another, many of our messengers have been encouraging you not to wait, but to begin your redemption now. The sincere inner proclamation to reclaim your unfettered connection to God all the way to your soul and back is what they are referring to. Their encouragement to align your will with the will of God before your redemption appointment comes from profound truth and fervent service to your highest good. Each moment before your redemption transaction is completed is a precious, precious opportunity. You could surely say it is a golden opportunity. Choosing God, choosing love in the midst of all things, is your personal, global, and moment-to-moment choice of surrendering your small will to be God's will, and is the only assurance that all of your dreams for yourself, family, community, planet, and beyond come to pass with more grace than you can yet even envision. I, Saint Germain, promote and join their plea. Choose God now. I do. I now offer you Saint Germain's tips on redemption. First, surrender and align your small will to God's will. Relax. You are ready. You were born for this. Laugh easily. Laughter is a high dimensional portal. Wink, wink. Embody faith. Remain steadfast in the knowing of your soul. When confronted with new or surprising opportunity, and I guarantee new and surprising opportunity is about to be presented to every single person on this call, expand with light rather than contract with fear. Whenever you feel uncomfortable, invoke the mighty consciousness of God's violet fire to assist you in seeing clearly and restoring all energies to God's light. Be willing to see things plainly for what they are. And God's vision is seeing, feeling, and simply acknowledging. Choose love in the midst of all things. Be gentle and kind with yourself and others. Be brave. I, Saint Germain, give you my word. You will not be mocked when you ask in your redemption appointments, should you feel called to, for the high sovereign rates, or what you are also calling the private negotiated exchange or the privately negotiated rates. You will not be mocked when you ask for the rates needed to fulfill your mission and heart's desire of service and healing for Earth and all upon her. Whenever you may still occasionally trip over old paradigm values and beliefs, either with yourself or in your life experience, faithfully turn to gratitude and service, service to others to see you through. Include your team, your higher team of God, loved ones, angels, healers, Saint Germain, along with your earth team, fellow lightworkers, star seeds, all of beautiful humanity, and the animals. You are part of a mighty family. Be your loving, present, true self. Love first, so that all else may be loving. We are with you. Thank you for holding the light steady so that your brothers and sisters on both sides of the evaporating veil may fulfill their tasks and missions to restore freedom and prosperity to yourself and to the earth. I will be by your side, along with your own loving team. Also, billions of benevolent galactics are now and will be focusing on peace for Earth as you redeem. Begin now. I love you dearly and utterly. The money you will receive is such a small expression of God's love for you. Be free, brothers and sisters, for you are freed. I now pass the talking stick to my brother, your brother, Archangel Michael. I am your Saint Germain. We'll give Christine a breath, and here comes Michael. Hello, everyone. It's Archangel Michael. Letting her body transition. She has been doing her own deep diving and inner work, and as a result, she is able to bodily hold even so much more of our energies when we come to visit you, which means just a greater presence for her and for all of you. But the transitions can be, will cause a little cough or two. I promise it's all a joyful exchange. Yes, hello everyone. I am feeling quite formal today to be here because everything that is happening is so auspicious and because I love you so truly that when I really just let myself fill up with the love I feel for you, I feel a bit formal. A bit, what is that word Saint Germain used? Noble. I do. Your love makes me feel noble when it fills me up. I want to be more noble. I want to expand further to help accomplish our goals together. I want to shine more brightly. I want the angel chorus to sing all the more sweetly so that you may be soothed and eased and uplifted on this difficult leg of the journey. You're almost there. The pause is for the angel choir. They are reaching you. If you don't yet hear the notes, allow their sweetness to touch your heart, your mind, your weariness. Allow them to soothe and love you, as we all long to do. I come to say all is well. Release for redemption is, of course, at hand. You must know that. Don't you dare give way to any lesser message of leftover fear kicking up its heels. And you have learned to trust our timing. It is simply that the view we have produces the timing. Because what is our agenda? The greatest good for all. We will not veer from it. So your trust in us to release those 800 numbers at precisely the right moment in coordination with our steadfast light workers on the ground, those in place that are scripted to do this job as you are to do yours. Your faith in us that the release will be impeccable, that it will produce the results of the highest good of all. That makes us soar like eagles. We feel uplifted ourselves. It's this way of loving us back that you have in your hands. We give you our word. It is in progress, and it will happen at the moment that releases all to redemption, not just those of you with the currency in your hot hands. Release, redemption, they all go hand in hand. They are at hand. I give you my hand. I give you my word. Now, how'd you like my title today? Of course, I came up with it. Grab on, hold on, and don't let go of the GCR redemption rope. I was imagining you all to be water skiers. Skiing behind the boat. Now, you can't control how fast the boat's going, but you can hang on to the rope. Well, you're already outing me. You're saying, Michael, I can yell at the driver, slow the boat down. And yes, your intentions and requests are gathered and presented to the council as one unified voice. Always. What does not letting go of the rope mean? It means for you not giving in to doubt, harassment, negativity, or any energy that has been called so-called help in the past. Remember those days on Earth before when help meant presenting every negative possibility so that you could all gather together to prevent them? Boy, that was tricky. That's not how anything works. Now, that never means bury your head in the sand. One of Saint Germain's redemption suggestions for you was to see plainly. And I take that a step further. When you are willing to see things as they are arising in your reality, just see them, feel them for what they are, and you choose love. That is the way through. To offer back any other energy that is not love is simply deciding to take a longer tour of the third dimension, which is your prerogative. But you who I am speaking to, that is not what you have been asking for. You have been asking for the straight shot up, out, and through for you and for everyone. And so, here I bring it. Yes, in your life now and going forward, help is help. Something that doesn't feel like help or doesn't turn out to be help, but that is called help, is not help. Get it? Of course you do. Happens to you every day. Let me help you with that. Oh, no, I'd rather you didn't. This is an important message for you listening in on this call because You are about to be in a position to offer help to millions, if not billions, of souls. You're already in that position. When it gets very practical and you can pass on Mother and Father's gift of redemption through the Freedom Funds to others, then, well, let help be help. Now, that doesn't mean you need to size everybody up and judge whether they're worthy of the redemption funds from God or not. Let me clear that up for you. They are. You can skip that invented step that none of us have given you. They are. They are qualified. They incarnated on earth at this moment with their own mission. They are a child of God, and they are worthy. So when you give, give with the spirit and the abundance that was given to you. That's all. And once again, on the surface of earth, let help be help. Let love be love. Not behaviors, actions, beliefs that have been redefined as so-called love, but are not loving. And then, let peace be peace. Peace is not war. Peace is peace. Isn't it just hilarious and interesting that so much has come to be pinned to the moment of the release of a toll-free 800 number? We have had more than one chuckle about that here in the council. I tell you, the ever-present sparkling light and humor of God truly is present in all things. Now, there have been many breakthrough moments already. And, for example, the ratification of the Paris Treaty on Climate Control. There's a little more humor for you, which was really and truly the implementation of the global currency reset, asset-backed currencies, the end of fiat currencies, and on and on. There have been many pivotal moments. And yes, we do chuckle a lot that one of them is what is soon to be the release of the 800 numbers to Dinar Land. Brilliant, beautiful, and there will be so many more moments to come, and more of your brothers and sisters will get to participate and have their front row to those brilliant and exciting events that we are on the edge of our seats for, such as the announcements of Gasara, and what that will mean to the world. The jubilee of debt forgiveness brought public, since it has already been passed behind the scenes. The announcement worldwide that you have benevolent, loving, adoring galactic family who is not only on your side, there is no other side. And won't it be something when everyone gets to witness on both sides of that silly thin veil, the landings. Won't you come aboard my ship? That's what we'll say. Have a look around. Might I see your home? Your mentors could not be more prepared to guide you through the coming days. Already they work with you through the loving ethers. I leave you with this today, although I will never leave you. Release the prosperity within right now. Invite Mother and Father God to displace and replace all within that still hurts, that still flares up and you think, I thought I'd made that decision 1,000 times over. Where did that come from? Allow their healing and love to touch those places within. Light workers, with your weary bodies, allow the love into the aches and pains to soothe you. Thank you for your steadfast job of transmuting the heavy, heavy energies. To all of you, thank you for fulfilling your jobs and your missions. Open everything that's weary to God's love, God's healing, God's will, God's guidance. That simply is how I, Archangel Michael, live. I love you. We are with you. Don't let go of that rope. Hold the light. I am your Archangel Michael.
You must join me now. Oh, join me now. Oh, join me now.